Matty, you come up against a very good team there, but you stuck with them, you were with them right up probably until the last 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was going to be a tough game, and Warwick is going well. They've unbeaten something like 15 games from last year, and obviously, you know, as they went through the Division 3 National League and won it, so obviously it was going to be a tough day. But you're right, we got to within a few points from there in the second half, maybe 10 minutes left, but just maybe Warwick pushed on, and in fairness, like, you know, they deserved to win it.
The goal late in the first half was a setback, and I suppose left you chasing the thing from there onwards.
It did a wee bit, I suppose. Yeah, it came, and I suppose it was unfortunate for us how it happened. The keeper made a good save, Connor made a good save, and then they got the rebound, and it I suppose it was disappointing. But look, we were happy enough at half time. There was very little in the game. It was a warm day, and we knew that. But in the last 10 minutes, maybe just. The lads give whatever they had, and we just didn't have enough in the tank to finish it. But they're a very good side. They've a lot of good hurlers, you know what I mean, right across the board. And you're right, they don't miss much. You have to be, you know, so in fairness, they took a lot of good scores in the second half, and we were under pressure. But, you know, as I say, I can't fault the lads. They give everything they had in the first 35 minutes and the second 35 minutes. So, you mean, and the day we're beat by better team, and you have to. When we hit that goal, we needed to get another point or two just to get it back within the level taken. Yeah. And unfortunately, they got the score, and they got the next couple of scores, and you know, it pushed it back again. And sometimes that drains you mentally as well as physically. And look, in fairness, I can't ask for any more. We threw on a few subs there, but in the end, as I say, Warwickshire were a better side, and they deserved to win it.